Infowars.com/show.
It's time
to take
a stand. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
The prosecutors were shocked today. They were not expecting Hunter Biden to change his plea to guilty. They were expecting this thing to go to trial. They had dozens of witnesses lined up, and he changed his plea. And I think it's pretty obvious what's going on here. And I'm sure there's some seen and some unseen, maybe some stuff going on between the Bidens personally and then larger the Democrat Party politics of it all. How did the Democrats run a coup on Joe Biden? How were they able to pull it off? Well, surface level, and I'm sure that this is a major player, surface level, he had a disastrous debate, and they probably realized after that, if not before that, that this guy just can't hack it. He's really waning with his health, physically, mentally. He cannot do an election cycle. Just, it's not going to work. And we already hit him one time, but we had COVID as an excuse. I don't think we can hide him this time. And the Democrat power brokers are thinking, well, we can't have Biden at the top of the ticket because it hurts us down ballot. It'll hurt us in governor races and Senate races and House races. So we got to get somebody else on the top of the ticket because this could cost us dearly in these other races. But how do you get rid of Joe Biden? He's the president. You've been telling us he's the greatest president of all time. You've been talking about how he's sharp as a tack was their talking point. So how do you just remove him and get people not to question things? Well, maybe you approach him and you say, look, here's the deal. Your son is about to be in court, and all of the money that he was funneling to you and taking some for himself with all these foreign countries and foreign deals and never registered as a foreign agent, you know, this is either going to destroy you or we're going to let it destroy you. And our friends in the media will report on it. Or you can just ride off into the sunset, take all your stolen loot, spend the rest of your years or months, whatever you got left with your family. You can pardon Hunter. It won't look bad because you're running for re-election, so you can pardon him. It'll be fine. And just go quietly. Just go quietly. I'm guessing it went down something like that. But then there's the Kamala Harris angle. And I was asking yesterday, you know, why go with Kamala Harris? Because listen to this. Do you remember this? This was AOC about a week or two before they ran the coup on Joe Biden. And it was getting obvious at that point that they wanted to get rid of Joe. And so you had some Democrats saying he's got to go. You had other Democrats saying, no, we've got to keep Joe. He's the president. But listen here to what AOC said a couple weeks before they ran the coup on Biden in clip 5.
A huge amount of the donor class and a huge amount of these elites and a huge amount of these folks in these rooms that I see that are pushing for President Biden to not be the nominee also are not interested in seeing the vice president being the nominee.
So they didn't want Kamala either. They didn't want Kamala either. So was that kind of Joe's like last revenge, giving them Kamala? Or did nobody else want to step up and run against Donald Trump, so they were forced to go with Kamala? But getting back to the Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden to change plea to guilty in federal case. Again, totally unexpected. They had dozens of witnesses lined up. I mean, folks, it was going to expose not just the money aspect of this, but the prostitution angle of this as well, which, I mean, who knows where all that goes. So I think the deal has clearly been made here. Hunter Biden pleads guilty. They avoid all the witnesses and everything else going on in a long trial that's going to be covered by the media and scrutinized every day. They don't see the prostitutes and the pimps. They don't see the million-dollar checks and wire transfers and everything else. Just shut the door on it. Okay. Oh, it's just a tax evasion thing. No big deal. And then Big Papa Joe pardons him before he leaves office, which they'll probably do after the election. Now, what's unfortunate, hey, look, Biden's out of the race, so we're not really dealing with Joe Biden anymore. And yet, to let this thing go away is a travesty in a way. Now, I'd trade it. I'd trade it immediately. I'd trade it 100 out of 100 times. Let the Biden crime family get away with their stolen loot. Let the Biden crime family get away with selling this country out. If that meant we get to take our country back, we get to stop all the corruption, we get to save the country from utter destruction and communism and open border invasions and everything else. I'm not saying that that is the trade-off we're getting. I'm just saying I would accept it. Otherwise, this is a travesty of justice if the Bidens can get away with this. And that's why it's such a joke. And let's see. Congress comes back in session. They've talked about impeaching Biden. It's a worthless endeavor at this point, unless you want to just expose this stuff. They do have new bank records that they're going to show eventually. I don't know when. But they do have new bank records. And keep in mind, there are Democrats on these committees as well, the Judicial Committee and the Oversight Committee. So maybe they're coming in, whether Biden's involved in these meetings or not, but they're coming into these Democrat meetings and they're saying, hey, the Republicans got more bank records coming. They got more wire transfers coming. They got more checks coming that are going to show Hunter Biden getting paid all this money and other members of the Biden family, and then a wire transfer or a check to Joe Biden for 10% of the money that they got. And so they're probably telling the Democrats, they're like, look, I'm on the Oversight Committee. I'm on the Judicial Committee. This is all coming out. It's going to be open shut. The Bidens were getting paid for foreign influence. We got to get them out of the race. This is going to drop in September. This is going to drop in October. So the Republicans might still drop it, but they had to get Biden out of the way. And now they're trying to close this other angle of it with the Hunter Biden tax evasion. But I think you still have to go through with this if you are the Oversight Committee, if you are the Judicial Committee. You still have to go through with this. You still have to show the American people. Sticking it to Biden, I don't know what the effect is on Harris's campaign. It's not going to be positive, certainly, but I don't know how much of a negative it is. But it has to be done. It absolutely has to be done. And think about how bad it was going to be for the Bidens that Hunter has decided to plead guilty. Because, folks, he could have gone through this trial and delayed it. He could have gone through this trial, and who knows what the results could have been. Delayed it, whatever, maybe a more favorable result. Pleads guilty last minute to avoid all of the witnesses and evidence from coming out. That's how bad this is. That's how bad this is. So I don't know what the math is on 3 years of taxes where he owed a $1.4 million, but he was obviously making millions of dollars as a unregistered foreign agent selling influence to foreign countries, being the president, the vice president's son. But was there a DOJ FBI hearing on that? No.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Infowars.com/show.
How much money did Hunter Biden make selling foreign influence and access to his daddy, then Vice President Joe Biden? How much did Hunter Biden make? And when will the DOJ and the FBI, when will they be having their press conference on that scandal? No, well, it's true, actually, though, you know, Lauren Chen, she was the president. Oh, no, she wasn't. Well, she was the vice president. Oh, no, no, it wasn't that either. Maybe her parents were in the Senate. No, actually, she's a Canadian. Oh, okay. But that's the big thing. Hey, don't worry about the Biden crime family over here and, you know, Hunter Biden with his millions of dollars selling foreign influence to his daddy, the vice president. That's not the story. No. And isn't it ironic Tim Pool announces litigation against the Kamala Harris campaign, and then 2 days later, he's on a FBI indictment. But to be fair, he's actually depicted as the victim in all of this. So the whole thing is just pathetic, quite frankly. The whole thing is just a joke. Yeah, I'm still waiting to find out when the DOJ and the FBI are going to be doing their press conference on the Chinese agent that was working for Governor Andrew Cuomo and Governor Kathy Hochul. Still waiting for that press conference. Probably shouldn't hold my breath, though. Probably shouldn't hold my breath. And certainly, the Israel lobby spending hundreds of millions of dollars every election cycle is not foreign influence that you should be worried about, even though we spend $2 trillion of war in the Middle East. Oh, it's all so frustrating. It's all so frustrating. All right. Well, we know where our money comes from. It comes from you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are eternally grateful for that. We thank you for that. Purchasing supplements that make you healthy or some InfoWars memorabilia just to show you supported us and just to have some InfoWars memorabilia, some InfoWars lore. I think we still have some of the limited edition gold bars available. They're if they're not sold out yet, but I think there's still some. It's just a great way to support us, but really it's a piece of InfoWars memorabilia that is, I mean, who knows? Who knows how much longer we could be here? Could be your last opportunity to get a piece of InfoWars memorabilia. And that's the InfoWars gold bar card that we have going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So I think we still have some of that left, but it's limited edition. So when it sells out, it's gone. But we do have some remaining of the InfoWars exclusive limited edition proprietary 24-karat .999 pure gold collectible. So this is a collectible for you to just show that you supported the InfoWar, but it's a piece of InfoWars memorabilia of this legendary network that the corrupt establishment, deep state, Democrats, communists want off the air. So truly leading the way, InfoWars, and it's you supporting us through the years that made it possible. But get a great product as well while they are available for your own health and your own well-being. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com, like DNA Force Plus every day, like Bodies, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, getting a good night's sleep with Good Night's Sleep from InfoWarsStore.com, 25% off. So very important to support your health with these great products and support the InfoWar by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. I got a ton of this illegal immigrant news. It's just absolutely insane. And then you've got a new DOJ chief. You know, I've got an interesting take on this. We'll do this coming up in the next hour. But again, when you have DOJ officials admitting that the entire thing against Trump is fake and political persecution, but now they're going after somebody I don't like, and they're going after somebody I disagree with, so now it's real. Please don't do that. Do better. Please do better. In the meantime, we're not even going to get answers. You know, Trump is due to go back to Butler, Pennsylvania, pretty soon. I forget when that is. Most agents guarding Trump during assassination attempt were Homeland Security personnel who took a two-hour online webinar. That was their training, folks, an online webinar. We all know how serious people take those. Here's Josh Howley breaking it down in clip two.
So what now are we hearing from whistleblowers, Senator? Well, what I've heard tonight, Jesse, is that most of the agents who were there at that rally in Butler were not Secret Service agents. They were, in fact, Homeland Security agents. And get this, most of those Homeland Security agents, the only training that they received was an online webinar, a two-hour online webinar. And I'm told that about half the time, the sound to the webinar didn't even work. So think about this. The president of the United States, former president of the United States, Donald Trump, is sent out on stage. Most of the people there aren't trained. They're not qualified. They all got a webinar training, and even that didn't work. It is absolutely outrageous.
You're saying, and if we're to believe that there's this big Iranian threat, that this is coming down the pike and they had to beef up security, their idea of beefing up security was not putting more Secret Service agents and counter-snipers, was just throwing in a bunch of guys that have never done this before from Homeland Security and sending them into some Zoom training that didn't work?
That's exactly right. I'm told that actually agents, Homeland Security agents, were pulled off of child exploitation cases, child endangerment cases, the stuff they normally do. They don't normally do protective detail work at all. They were pulled off those cases, said, here, you're going to go guard the former president of the United States. Watch this webinar. Oops, it doesn't really work. Oh, that's all right. Go out into the field anyway. Jesse, this is a nightmare. And we still have no answers. The only reason we know this stuff is because of whistleblowers. It's outrageous.
That is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, and notice you've got nothing from the special House committee that's supposed to be investigating this. Nothing. It's been all other members of Congress and the members of the House that were left out that are doing any proactive measures as far as trying to get the American people answers. And look, there's still plenty of questions, and I'm sure that by now they've erased any evidence trail, but criminal negligence is where this starts. And then I mean, maybe just outright attempted murder or assassination, it might be that's kind of your range right here, is that they tried to get Trump killed versus this was just criminal negligence. But it's pretty clear at this point, they did not want Trump to have good Secret Service. They did not want Trump to be properly protected. And so you kind of just, if you're going to give the benefit of the doubt here, if you're going to go with the least of all evils, they had intentionally the worst possible detail and protection for Trump so that you could have the environment where somebody could take a shot at him and get away with it. And that's what happened. So that's not even really up for debate. Now, again, can we get the evidence that it was done intentionally? Can we get the evidence that it was done with malice? Can we get the evidence that they wanted Trump dead and prove it beyond a reasonable doubt? I don't know. If that evidence ever existed, it's probably long gone by now. And unfortunately, the official House committee is just doing nothing. But criminal negligence, a man died. Criminal negligence is the very minimum that we should be dealing with here. And where are the follow-up hearings with Director Chris Wray, with former Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle, and now sitting Secret Service Director Ron Rowe? Where are the follow-up hearings? Are we going to get them when Congress comes back into session? Probably not. And if you remember, Ray and Rowe and Cheadle all, and you hear this all the time at these hearings, oh, we'll get you those answers. Oh, we'll search for that. I don't have that on me right now. I'll get that to you. Well, whatever happens to that? Are we going to get any follow-up here? So I would say it's pretty damning at this point. The leadership at the Secret Service, unless they can prove otherwise, intentionally stood down the detail, intentionally tried to create an environment where Trump could get shot and killed. That's what this looks like, at the very least. At the very least. But then you get into the shooter himself and you wonder if he didn't have handlers and if there wasn't something else going on behind his activities. But we don't get any answers. We get nothing. But hey, trust the government when it's convenient for you.
supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out. See how great it is. And then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call.